This is our Hidden Killers half year in review with True Crime Today. A look back at some of the most compelling conversations about the biggest cases we're following for you right here over the last 6 months and first half of 2024. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Jurors have found Adam Montgomery guilty in the murder of his five-year-old daughter, Harmony Montgomery. Prosecutors saying that during the two-week trial, he left his helpless child to die in the backseat as he shot up on opioids and then enjoyed Burger King. Joining me to discuss the verdict, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. It was a heartbreaking one, especially as a dad watching this thing. Obviously, the verdict, not surprised with it all here. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, same. Tough one, you know, as you said, as a father, I can't even wrap my mind around how a parent could do that to their child. So it was an extremely difficult one for me. I had an extreme dislike for him. Even, you know, and I'm a defense attorney, presumption of innocence, you know, but as soon as I heard that he had punched that sweet little girl five times in the face with a closed fist, I threw that out the window. So going into the verdict, I must admit I was somewhat concerned about the second degree murder charge. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the conviction on that only because, you know, their theory of defense was to throw Kayla under the bus to create, at least in their minds, the appearance of reasonable doubt, and that which one did it. Mm-hmm. You know, which strategically, when he conceded to the abuse of a corpse and, you know, the other charge that he conceded to just before trial, strategically, I think they were doing that because the jury was made aware of it. Mm-hmm. So they knew that was a thing that he had basically taken responsibility for, which means that he was around her dead body. You know, and when you're thinking about it, you knew that that was going to be their thrust of defense, was to be saying it was Kayla. Mm-hmm. She did it, you know, and then we were just, you know, like trying to survive. We're, you know, just trying to avoid everything. And, you know, we had the addiction issues. So I was relieved to see that the jury saw through that and put him down, you know, and that particular situation is what was dictated. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what was called for. He needed to be found guilty of that. I think that the beating that he, you know, submitted her to is what ultimately killed her. You know, I think that we heard enough from him to know in his statements to his brother and to others that came out at trial that he knew that he had done the damage. I thought that the closing by the state was exceptionally powerful, mm-hmm. as well. So, yeah. But I was a little worried, yeah. that the verdict took so long. I was thinking 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like let's wait for 20 minutes just to make it seem like we talk about something and however long it takes to fill out the verdict sheets.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, they did what a jury's supposed to do. And, you know, they discussed it, obviously, and deliberated and then came back with the right result.
Obviously found guilty. Was this a foolish defense on his part? Could he have gone a different direction? The only thing that came to my mind was, you know, I guess owning it to a certain extent of, you know, I did this horrible, horrible thing. I was on opioids. I have a rage problem. I should not have done this. This was horrible. But this happened, and because I care about my daughter, I didn't want to just leave her or throw her away. I carried her around all these months. I mean, could it have been spun a little differently to a jury of, here's a father who did something horrible and he kept the daughter's body, not out of, you know, malice, but more so because he just didn't know what to do and he didn't want to just discard the body of his daughter. I don't know. That would have been another, I guess, possible angle, or was this the best bet?
I mean, I think that that still amounts to second degree.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I think it ends up the same place. You know, and I don't think anybody's buying that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody realized that, you know, the body in the bag was for evasion purposes, not because he loved his daughter so much.
Sure.
No one that loves their kid does that to their child.
No.
Because they're you know, making a mess in their diaper or their pants. Oh, sure. You know, I mean, it's like, it's just, you know, any parent on that jury is, you know, that's what I'm saying. I really think the only challenging count was that second degree, because, you know, it was hard to prove. They still don't have her body. This is a different case than your typical no body case where it's an adult, because in those cases, there always exists that slim possibility that they're alive in the world somewhere, mm-hmm. you know, that they're not dead, that they, you know, if they escaped an abusive relationship and they've just ghosted, you know, I mean, so like, you know, that's what makes those nobody cases tougher. With this, everybody knew mm-hmm. what Harmony's fate was, you know? So as far as that goes, I don't know how you could have spun it any differently. You know, that, like, from a defense attorney perspective, that's a brutal, brutal, brutal case to handle, you know, and you have to play the hand that you're dealt, and, you know, you have to represent the client that's appointed to you if you're a public defender, and that's it, you know. And I think that she probably went about doing it the only way that she saw fit, because I don't know if that other thing would have worked, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm an addict and I have a rage problem. And
in terms of the testimony that we saw in this case, obviously, Kayla Montgomery, very compelling. There were some arguments in terms of her, you know, credibility as a witness. But of everyone who testified, was it Kayla for you that you think really sunk Adam Montgomery? Or was there other testimony that you would deem as being just as powerful or more powerful?
No, I thought Kayla was definitely the one. I think she definitely had credibility problems. I think that she's definitely complicit. Mm-hmm. I think that she got away, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, everybody that came in contact with Harmony failed her.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, from starting with the court systems, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, as soon as he got his hands on her, you know, and he just was ill prepared to deal with her. You know, what her challenges were. And, you know, then when you couple that with his addiction and his rage problem, I mean, it was a recipe for exactly what happened. But yeah, she was very powerful. And I thought Kevin was powerful. I mean, he didn't say a ton, but what he did was powerful. You know, and that's his brother, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And his brother, you know, when he saw her with the beating, you know, the bruising on her eye because he had punched her in the face, you know, it's like that kind of stuff is just going to move juries in ways that you know, you need them to be moved. And look, you know, as a defense attorney, I never want the jury coming from a place of emotion. I always want them just following the law, the facts and the evidence, and, you know, to put the emotions aside. But we're humans,
yeah.
You know, the jurors are humans. And as human beings, when we hear about a sweet little girl like that, just going through the hell that she went through and meeting the fate that she did, you know, I mean, the jury clearly heard enough to know that he was the guy, you know, I mean, and it's so, yeah. But Kayla was certainly the linchpin.
Yeah.
Without her testimony, there wasn't enough there. You needed her to substantiate what she saw mm-hmm. and what she experienced when she was with him in terms of his abuse of her. So without that, I don't know that they had a case.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now